Boredom is the state or condition of being bored or uninterested. It's ennui. 21% of Americans confess that they are regularly bored, and researchers suspect that the real number is even higher. A recent Yankelevich poll finds a boredom boom, with more Americans looking for spice in their lives. Although it isn't on the classical list of seven deadly sins, boredom is one of the chief iniquities of the modern age. In American public life, you can get away with lust and greed and gluttony, and even be celebrated for them, but you better not be boring. You can be a clown or a counterfeit or a cad, but if you're boring, you're likely to be an outcast. Boredom is a modern invention. To some extent, it's a byproduct of the disenchantment of the world. Throughout most of history, and even before, people regarded nature as enchanted, sometimes magical, sometimes just a mystery, but always alive with secrets and spirits. People routinely ritualized the magical and the mysterious, even the miraculous. But in an age of reason, however unreasonable it may appear, nature and the world are disenchanted, drained of spirit and mystery. When the only reality is sensory or scientific, people lose a sense of attachment and engagement. Ironically, boredom is also a side effect of novelty. The French say that the more things change, the more they stay the same. But Americans seem to believe that the more things change, the more they ought to change. We believe in the tradition of the new, and we have institutions devoted to the daily reporting of the news. We often greet each other by asking, "What's new?" Instead of appreciating what we already have, we look instead for the new and improved. Boredom is also a product of our preoccupation with products. It's one of the main products of a consumer culture, because businesses need boredom to sell novelty. Old-fashioned doesn't sell as well as up-to-date. So fashion is not just a way of clothing ourselves, it's a way of covering up our boredom. Boredom is the shadow side of amusement and entertainment. In his provocative book, Amusing Ourselves to Death, cultural critic Neil Postman suggests that here in the age of show business, our socialization by TV makes entertainment the natural format for the representation of all experience. And sociologist George Ritzer suggests that our spectacles and extravaganzas, from Las Vegas casinos to amusement parks to shopping malls, raise the threshold of boredom. Spectacles, he says, tend to grow dated and boring quite quickly. The more stimulated we become, the more stimulation we need to be satisfied. In the early 20th century, people were amazed by cars and electric lights. But it takes much more amusement to amaze us now. Modern entertainment is far more stimulating to our senses than to the imagination, or to our power of reason. We use special effects to enhance the dramas of movie and TV, but the normal effect of special effects is to make the everyday world seem bland. When storytellers of old crafted fantasies, the audience had to imagine the special effects. But today's audience only has to watch and eat the popcorn. In her thoughtful book, Peripheral Visions, Learning Along the Way, anthropologist Mary Catherine Bateson observes that, as a society, we have become so addicted to entertainment that we have buried the capacity for awe in our experience of the ordinary. Perhaps the sense of the sacred is more threatened by learned patterns of boredom than it is by blasphemies. Instead of finding the extraordinary in the ordinary, we look for the extraordinary in entertainment. Even the news, which is supposed to be a report of the day's events, tends to report the exceptions to the rule. So boredom is, at least in part, a failure of the imagination. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, Boring from Within.